Green Bay's Packers Radio Network Station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Snap to Rodgers, looking right. Lofts it down the right side, and he's got his man. Gone for the touchdown. MVS. Touchdown, Green Bay. They beat Carlton Davis.
WIXX. Good morning, Mr. Larrabee. How are you?
Good morning, Murph. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. I don't know where to start complaining. There's so much to be mad about. Did you foresee that going that way at all yesterday?
You know, it's tough when you have a game like that. I mean, it's one thing to get blown out, and as was the case in the last two NFC championship games. But this game, you know, when it hangs in the balance the way it did, and the Packers came back as they did, and I thought very valiant fashion, from 18 down early in the third quarter, they get back into the game. And then, you know, if you don't quite complete the comeback, then those little things, everybody starts looking at this thing and that play and this decision, and that's when it becomes really gut-wrenching.
Seemed to me that the sequence at the end of the first half, from an offensive standpoint, how mismanaged that was at the end, and then, of course, obviously the defensive gaffe, that really changed the whole tenor of the game right there, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, that was really unfortunate, and I don't know what made me think about it, but it kind of goes back to that end of the first half of the 2011 playoff game against the Giants when they hit a big touchdown pass, if I'm not mistaken, right before halftime, a bomb that should have never happened. And that's kind of how the feeling you had with that Scotty Miller touchdown, that he got behind Kevin King, and Kevin had a tough day, it appeared. But, you know, at least at that point, you're down, okay, but the early part of the third quarter where the Packers were getting the ball and had a chance, you know, you're hoping there that they make it happen, they roar back, but, you know, the fumble right there by Aaron Jones, that was really a killer, and then Tom Brady puts Tampa in the end zone one play later. That really is where the game was. That was a huge swing. That, along with the play before halftime, you know, now you're talking about a 14-point swing right there, and that's hard to overcome.
Yeah, those points off the turnover were just so massive, Wayne. You know, it wasn't the turnover battles or the turnovers that killed you. It's that Tampa Bay was able to put points up when they took the ball away, and that there you go. There's your ball game.
Yeah, two turnovers by Green Bay, and Tampa scored 14 points. Three turnovers by Tampa Bay, three interceptions by Tom Brady, and the Packers scored one touchdown. That's your ball game, essentially, folks. You know, all the other stuff we're talking about here, should they have gone for it or not, and all this other stuff, you know, that's the ball game right there.
Couple things were noticeable yesterday. The red zone offense, which has been phenomenal the entire season, they really struggled yesterday once they got in the red zone.
Yeah, I thought so too. And you know, they were 2 for 4. But you're right, because they were about 80% through the whole season. And that was Tampa Bay, meanwhile, was 2 for 2 in the red zone. So, you know, those things like that, and they make a difference. And we all point to plays and decisions and all that. But, you know, you look at some of the bigger numbers, and they pretty much tell the story.
You never want to just sit and dwell in the slop and in the hurt and all that stuff, Wayne. But I feel like this one, I think, is so tough because, as you kind of mentioned at the onset, too, it was the last yeah, but that we had in the quiver. We always had the yeah, but wait till we get one of these babies at Lambeau. And now you did. And now you were the favorite. And yeah, it's like, son of a gun, what else do we have to do?
Yeah, you know, you're right, Nick. I mean, I felt the same way in many respects that, you know, getting the game at home, I felt like that all last week. Yeah, got the game at home, but, you know, now have to do something with it. You know what I mean? And it's tough. It's hard to lose a game like that, especially a team like this that came together. I really liked this team. You know, I thought they had a really good shot at going all the way and going to the Super Bowl, that type of thing. Unfortunately, they ran up against a team that's really playing well and playing well on the road. they're kind of on that road mission, and now they get to go home for the Super Bowl. First time that's ever happened. So, I remember very clearly the Packers were in that same mode back in 2000, at the end of the 2010 season, when they got on the road and just made a run to the Super Bowl. But I kind of saw some of that in Tampa Bay as I watched the tapes of their games previous to this one, and then saw this game unfold yesterday.
We're talking football with Wayne Larrivee on WIXX. Wayne, did you also think yesterday was really the first day we kind of saw the impact of David Bakhtiari not in the lineup?
Yes.
Yesterday, very much so. It stood out yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I thought it stood out, and not just Bakhtiari's position, but the fact that you had to move people around that offensive line, obviously, to get to where you are now. And I thought that was, Murph, I thought it was a big key. Tampa was able to pressure. You look at their defensive statistics, they had, five sacks, they had four tackles for losses, eight quarterback hits, the interception, four pass breakups, two forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. That was a great deal. That's a great day for the defense, even though they gave up a lot of yardage and some points. Nonetheless, the Packers' offense, I felt like it was stressed most of the day.
Going for two, Wayne, and we've talked about this so much on the air over the years. I'm always a big fan of not going for two unless you have to go for two. And it's not so much that at the end of the ball game, the score shows something that would be the definitive factor. But I think when you don't get that 2-point conversion, it just sets into motion different factors and different plays and different scenarios. And you'll never get back the opportunity to be down by just four. Now you're down by five, and it's a different thing if you go down and score. I just never like that.
It's interesting. I was a little surprised when I saw them go for two in that situation. But I understood it. I mean, they had a chance to get this game down to where they had a chance to pick up some points here. And so, again, plenty of time left to go in the game, too. I mean, that was, third quarter that decision was made. And then in the red zone, the one that everyone's talking about, the fourth down and take the field goal rather than the touchdown, that's I thought the whole thing was determined on the third down play. Aaron had a chance, it looked like to me, to maybe make it into the end zone on a scramble.
Yeah.
And yet made a late decision to throw over the middle to Devontae. It looked like he was double covered, tough play, and they didn't get it. And then Matt sent the field goal unit out for the fourth down play. I kind of, and deep down inside, I said to myself, they had three cracks at it and got nothing from the 8-yard line. Take some points. They felt they needed to get points at that juncture, and then, they'd have to rely on their defense to get a 1-2-3 and out, and unfortunately that didn't happen.
Yep. Yeah, we talk a lot on the weekends about 2-point conversions. It probably takes up 80% of our text string, and I just don't get it. It didn't make any sense, even just from a math perspective. And if you, Wayne, don't you agree that if you fail at the 2-point conversion, it's almost a momentum swing to a degree?
I guess you could say that. I can see where you might say that. Again, hey, listen, they get the 2-point conversion, it's what, a field goal. It's 28-25. Unfortunately, the 2-point try, St. Brown, it looked like he might have dropped the ball on that particular play. Tough catch, but nonetheless, one you've got to make. And, it's the end of the third quarter. Let's say you kick the extra point. Now you're down by four. That doesn't really change where you're at, if you don't pick up the 2-point conversion. I'm not real good on that stuff. I'm not good on the analytics. But I'll say this, either way, I would have been fine either way. If they kicked the extra point down four going to the fourth quarter, or they tried for two, and if they got that, then they're only down three, and now you've got a real shot.
Yep.
Yeah, I do think it lends itself to the great conversation that in the end, you can really look at it and go, well, I get why you would do this, and I get why you would do that. It just stinks, Wayne. It's unfortunate that we're in this position. You want to just be here today, even if you played like garbage. You win by one. You just want to win. And now we're in this position to overanalyze all this stuff.
It is 7:24 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne Larrivee here on the Big One. Quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
It's Talkin' Football on WIXX.
WIXX.
727 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, there was a lot of chatter after the game, a lot of post-game interviews taking place, and a lot of people paying very close attention to Aaron Rodgers' post-game conference in particular. What did you make of some of the comments that he made last night in terms of, you know, we'll see what next year holds and that sort of stuff? What did you make of all that?
Yeah, you know, Murph, I went back and watched it closely, and the one thing I came away with wasn't so much that he was saying, you know, I'm out of here or anything like that. I just thought he was, you know, devastated, rightfully so, as anybody would be in his position, you know, after a game like that, and, you know, with a chance of the Super Bowl. And I just thought he was devastated. I wouldn't, you know, reporters, there are several of them reading into that. I don't know, maybe I'm totally wrong, but I wouldn't read too much into that. You know, I would pay more attention to an interview Aaron might give in a week or two after, you know, you've gotten past this.
Well, and it's not like he has any real decisions to make. I mean, he's under contract. He has to come back and play if the Packers choose to do that. It's not like he can just go, well, you know what, I think I'm going to do something else. He doesn't really have that option, does he?
He could retire, but he's not going to do that. Yeah. He wants to play into his 40s. He's only 37. He has three more years, as I understand it, left on his contract. And there is no question, in my opinion, he'll be back next year, no doubt about that. You know, and really that's what we have is next year. And I think, though, that when a season ends like this, I mean, this was such a good team. It's such a wonderful group of players. They seem to really enjoy each other. And this is a very different year. They had to sacrifice a lot, all the players across the NFL. But I think this COVID thing and the way they had to kind of quarantine themselves to stay healthy each week, to play in the games. I don't know. I think there was a bond there that maybe wouldn't be with another team or in another era. But I sense there was a bond with this team, with these players. And that's what's so devastating when it ends like that.
I think the emotions of that moment, it's kind of as you allude to, Wayne, are so much more intense when the dynamic is different. It's, you know, we've said this during the show already, but we were home. We were favorites. We had health for the most part. We had momentum at the end of the season. We were playing our best football. We had it. It's kind of the movie, the Medicine Man, where he had the cure for the plague of the 20th century, and now you lost it, and now you got to figure out what to do with that. It was everything that you had, and there's just utter devastation, and I think you just sort of have to remove the emotions from it in a little bit of time, and then we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Nick. And, you know, here's the other thing, and I mentioned this before the game on the air. You know, this was Aaron Rodgers in his previous NFC Championship games had thrown seven touchdowns, eight interceptions, something like that. He had a 78 passer rating, well below his, you know, career average. Yesterday had the one interception, but he played, you know, for the most part pretty well while under pressure. You know, 346 passing yards, three touchdowns, the one interception. His passer rating, 101.6, by far the best he has ever produced in a championship game, in an NFC championship game. And so, you know, that star did shine. It just wasn't quite enough. I think that, you know, there's that something, as I've talked about, alluded to, mystical about this Super Bowl thing. And, you know, Tampa seems to have that. I thought Green Bay had that, but only one team's going to emerge to the Super Bowl. And there was something about that Tampa team that, you know, they've kind of defied the odds to get there.
Well, you know, there's the aura of Tom Brady, of course. And that Tom Brady that played yesterday, if he plays like that in the Super Bowl, they are not going to stand a chance of winning that
No,
game.
They'll get blown out if he plays like that. But the Chiefs have injuries on their offensive line, and that's not going to be an easy game for Kansas City based on the way Todd Bowles plays defense.
All right. Well, that being said, off-season's underway, and we'll see what happens. Wayne, it's been a great year. We appreciate you spending Mondays with us after the game. Always a lot of fun.
And listen, it's been my pleasure, guys. I've really enjoyed our conversations. And one of the down parts about this is that we won't get to talk next Monday, unfortunately. But have a great off-season, and hopefully we can do this again next year. That'd be wonderful if we can.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, that'll do it for Talkin' Football on WIXX.
You've been listening to Talkin' Football.